Certainty is a powerful reality in determining human behavior. Certainty. For good or for ill, we all know the gambler who was certain he was going to win, risked it all, and lost it. But it's a powerful force in determining how we live and the choices we make. When dear Elizabeth says to Mary in this gospel, "Blessed are you who believed," the Greek root of believed in this text is certain. Blessed are you who was certain that what the Lord said to you would be fulfilled. That within the reality of belief is a certainty, if it's authentic. But that certainty, the challenge of that certainty, right? It's one thing to believe in God's promises being fulfilled. It's another to believe and have certainty that those promises are going to be fulfilled in me. In my little life. That's a profound challenge. We see that in Zechariah, struggling with that. We see that in John the Baptist when he's in prison, believing in the promises of God being fulfilled, but then in their own life is where certainty is a challenge. And so where does that happen? And then lastly, everyone, as you know, our certainty that God's promises are fulfilled, I assume Elizabeth meant this baby being born. But that wasn't the end. The promises to Mary were only fulfilled when she stood at the cross. The promises weren't fulfilled until she went through the cross. And so the good news today is we can be certain God pours love out to us at the cross. And that's where he fulfills all his great promises, as long as we don't lose faith. As long as we don't lose that conviction. Let us pray to God for that strength to believe, to have a certainty that God is doing great things in us in this place where we are poor.